Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California has filed suit against President Trump's tariff policy.
California is the first state to sue over President Trump's sweeping tariffs announced earlier this month. Governor Gavin Newsom said no state is poised to lose more than California due to the impact of the tariffs on U.S. trade partners.
This is recklessness at another level.
The White House, in a statement, dismissed the lawsuit, saying Newsom should be focused on issues like crime, homelessness, and unaffordability in his state. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says tariffs will likely generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. Volatility returned to Wall Street on those remarks. Stocks sank due to economic instability. The Justice Department filing a federal sex discrimination lawsuit against the state of Maine, accusing that state of violating Title IX. The DOJ challenging the state's policy regarding transgender athletes competing in girls and women's sports. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution. That makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. They've tried to get this on the ballot before, and it hasn't been successful. They announced this morning they were trying again. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
Three states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country. Meanwhile, a new path is open on Madison's east side. The Autumn Ridge Path connects Milwaukee Street and Commercial Avenue north of Highway 30. The project cost about $4.5 million. More than half of it was paid for by federal grants, and the city paid for the rest. The Madison Engineering Department says this now expands the bike network of the city. The new Autumn Ridge Path can connect all the way to the Capital City Trail, which can get you just about anywhere. The path officially opened this morning, and eventually city officials want to extend it further northeast. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers win today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1 to take that series 2-1. Jose Quintana gets the win. Last night, it was the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Did he know he had a no-hitter going into the sixth?
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over, and fortunately didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We start to get a little breezy tonight with a few more clouds filtering in, and tomorrow, windier and warmer. High temperatures cap 60 degrees with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include The Todd Albaugh Show from 2 to 4 p.m., The Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of The Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And happy Friday. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. We have made it another week. You can be a big part. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board. Working a little harder during the break here, Jess. You know how the tech goes. Appreciate you, sister. Lots to get to today. We've got some of the local news here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got, of course, have to address the national news. What's going on with the Dogies and the Trumpies. And the FBI and the cash money Patelis and their great ideas. This is going to be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
Do have some sound that we will get to as well. Derek Van Orden, man, he is talking all sorts of trash out there. Yeah. He is a history buff, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. I'm telling you, man, reading Budweiser labels on the can does not consist of history. I'm just saying, man. But whatever, that's fine. Yeah, we'll hear from Derek Van Orden as well as Brad Schimmel. He is all in for the Trump train, but you know, of course, he wants to be elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
He really would.
He would really like that. Oh, he would really like that. If you ever heard him over the years, he's very busy.
And he's very busy.
And I got to go to a fundraiser.
He spends more time complaining than we do.
You know, and you know, been doing this radio thing for quite a while, man. And so I've had the opportunity to remember and listen to some Schimmel over the years, and honestly, just it's never good.
No,
and doesn't seemingly get better. No. Unlike this fine program, we constantly improve. We constantly get better.
Absolutely.
Also, it's Friday night. What are your plans today? Are you gonna go out? You gonna hang out? Well, if you have nothing going on or if you're looking for some excitement, may I suggest heading on down to Kenosha, UW Parkside in Kenosha, Wisconsin for Fighting Oligarchy. Man, Bernie Sanders is coming
to
town.
Oh, yeah.
Bring the party. Take an Uber home and join Bernie. Bernie Sanders, according to Urban Milwaukee, headed to Michigan and Wisconsin for Fighting Oligarchy Tour. a second swing of his national Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here Tour. Where We Go From Here. That's a great. You know, I love the fact we lamented here, and certainly the Democrats and progressives and folks that are not happy with this administration. Where's the leadership? What's going on? Who's doing what? Bernie's on the road, man.
Yeah.
Bernie is out on the road bringing it.
You can always count on Bernie to keep the energy up and to never look a defeat in the eyes and go, okay, I'll go home. Absolutely not.
No, and Bernie's not a young man, and I'm certainly going to miss him when he's gone. So while you get a chance, head on down to Kenosha. His tour, his Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour, is focused on the takeover of the national government by billionaires and large corporations. We've talked about that quite a bit here. And the country's move toward authoritarianism. You smell that, don't you?
Stinky.
It's like burnt toast. It's not great. The tour is targeting districts narrowly won by Republicans in 2024 to pressure them to vote against any cuts to Medicaid, housing, nutrition, education, and other basic needs to pay for more tax breaks for the richest in this country. And I think that's something we need to constantly remind everybody. All these stories that we hear, all the back and forth, all the doji, all the fist pounding and cane raising and censuring. What is this all about? It's about finding money to fund tax breaks for billionaires to the tune of $4.5 trillion. I mean, that's the point.
Right.
That is it.
It's not putting money into your pockets.
No.
It's taking money, in fact, out of your pockets and giving it to people who have so much money, they can't spend it even if they try really, really hard.
But they give it all away?
For just a little bit more.
Urban Milwaukee continues. The first leg of the tour, Sanders hosted thousands of working class people and overflow crowds in Omaha and Iowa City. He outlined how Americans can fight back against President Trump and Elon Musk, or is it President Musk and Donald Trump?
Hard to keep it straight.
Who are quickly moving the country toward authoritarianism, oligarchy, and kleptocracy. Next, he will head to Michigan and Wisconsin, where Elon Musk has spent $1 million on the state Supreme Court contest. I think it might be more than that by now when you talk about some of the other front groups that he is funding. Mm-hmm. Senator Sanders said this, quote, "Today, the oligarchs and the billionaire class are getting richer and richer and have more and more power. Meanwhile, 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and most of our people are struggling to pay for health care, child care, and housing. This country belongs to all of us, not just the few. We must fight back." Yeah, man, absolutely. And I know AOC is out there, you know, saying some things and doing some things, and I certainly appreciate that. And she, you know, obviously a little bit younger than Bernie Sanders.
Just a touch.
You know, the guy's getting up there, right? I mean, and he still brings the heat. And I hope more and more Democrats will do this. Tonight, Friday night, baby, the Friday night fights, 6:30 p.m., the Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour with Bernie Sanders in Kenosha, UW Parkside. And also, then going tomorrow, Saturday morning, 11:30 a.m., he'll be in Altoona High School in Altoona, Wisconsin. And then he continues on from there at 4 p.m. in Warren, Michigan. And I love the fact that Bernie's going to these locations that barely went for Trump. You know, and again, I think there's a lot of folks out there, and I know we rip on the MAGAs, but you know, there's some Trump voters that are not MAGA, and I would make a distinction. And there are Republicans who are not MAGA, certainly make that distinction. They're called Never Trumpsters. You never really see them anymore, but they were once there, and now they're gone. I read an article, and I'm going to read it to you, but basically a Hispanic guy got pulled over by ICE with a couple other folks, and the ICE folks, according to his reporting, came out guns drawn, asking basically to see their papers. He's an American citizen. He's a citizen, naturalized citizen. And they were kind of, you know, busting his chops, like not really believing him. Hey, I'll show you my ID. Keep your hands up, you know, that kind of thing. Well, eventually they looked at his real ID and acknowledged that, let him go. And they apparently arrested the other folks. The dude, Hispanic dude, a Trump voter. He's like, oh man, I didn't know they'd do that. I didn't know they.
But
I didn't
know. I'm one of the good ones.
Right. What's the leopard face eating? You know, contest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Woman who votes for leopards eating face party. Shocked when leopards come from her face.
I didn't know that would happen to me.
Yeah.
So and certainly that's troublesome. Sure. And I would have expected that. And apparently, according to this reporting, it has and is and continues to happen.
And it's going to get worse.
And it's going to get worse. And those Trump voters out there that perhaps like this gentleman will maybe see the light. So I'm not going to don't want to categorize everybody as being, you know, totally drinking the Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there are lots of reasons to vote quote unquote conservative, although I don't know who the conservative candidate may have been in this race, because Trump, He's not a conservative. He's certainly not a Christian. We heard him tell us that. I'm not a Christian. Yeah, okay, but you love him anyway, don't you, folks? So the folks that are, you know, randomly out there, you know, maybe jumping from party to party. I used to be, you know, that, you know, vote for Libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, bounce around. Depends what my mood was like. Certainly I don't want to be judging myself. Can't do that. So there is some room for that. And I appreciate the fact that Senator Sanders is picking out these places that went for Trump that are really, they can be flipped back. And I think the populist message that Bernie started out with in the 2016 cycle, that Trump kind of took over and promised all sorts of things.
Right, and will never deliver.
Infrastructure week in 2 weeks, and we'll have a better health care plan than the ACA. Yeah, it's coming 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I saw a cut up of him over the course of probably 2 years saying 2 weeks.
Two weeks, 18 times.
It was just terrible. Oh, it's going to be great. So the guy just says these things, and he says it with confidence. And if you say things with confidence, boy, with confidence, sometimes people believe you.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is a talented communicator. I mean, he words come out of his mouth. I mean, how can you possibly believe a freaking word of it? You know, based on what? What was the last thing the guy?
Because you want to
so bad. And again, the result of this administration, you know, what, barely 45, 40 some days in.
Oh, God. Has it only been that?
I know, it seems so much longer. Jobs reports out today.
Yeah. Yeah.
151,000 jobs created in the month.
Sure.
160,000 jobs were expected. So below expectations, and certainly lower than you know, some of the robust job growth under Joe Biden. Now, again, at some point, this becomes, and I know they try to, and they'll still, oh, this is the Biden economy, and so on and
so forth. It's going to be the Biden economy for 4 years.
But at some point,
it starts doing really well.
At some point, well, I'm okay if it starts to go really well. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm okay.
We're not actually hoping that the country tanks.
I just highly doubt that this man is going to be the one to lead us to prosperity. Based on his last time around, based on the basic market fundamentals, based on things like rising costs. Tariff wars. I mean, there's other things that can have an impact. Uncertainty, you know how we love volatility around here. I didn't see what the VIX did today.
I actually saw it came down a little bit.
Oh, the VIX, what was it today? Like in negative territory?
Oh, God.
All right,
don't
worry about it. That's fine. I'll look it up at the break. But for Bernie Sanders to go out there again at this point in his career, at his age, this is a guy who believes what he's saying. He's never wavered since I've been listening to him over the last 15 years, he's been around a long time. So maybe there are some things he said years and years ago that may contradict what he is saying today. But at the end of the day, he is right on point. This is our country, us. We the people, not they the oligarchs. There are way more many of us than them. And just by the overwhelming ability, the mass of our votes, we can dictate if we're organized, if we're educated. Yes, you got to be up on the issues. And if we can get some folks that, you know, maybe don't vote much, find some folks that are being hurt. It's been really, it's terrible. Some of the reporting out there of some of these federal jobs, they're being lost, and their own family members are saying, yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, I mean, I know it hurts you now, but this needs to happen. What needs to happen? What is the ultimate goal? Why are we going through this to lower the debt? And we're going to get rid of the national debt. We're going to have a balanced budget. Oh, no. This is to fund $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for the very wealthy. That's why we're having these conversations. That's why folks are feeling the pain. It's not for some great other reason than greed, folks. That's what it is. Come back with us. We're going to have some sound probably of Brad Schimmel and Derek Van Orden. Oh, it's going to be a great day. Join us on the lines.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
32 flavors? No artificial flavors or colors? How do I choose?
Easy. Order one, then come back 31 more times.
Frosty's, West Madison's new ice cream spot, 702 South Gammon Road. When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Spring is here. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with EB3 Landscaping. With 15 years of top-quality service, they treat your property like their own. 608-209-2185 for expert care and a vibrant tomorrow.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can join us on the lines as well. Happy Friday. Just PS working hard on the board. See you folks lining up. We'll get to you shortly. Talking about our Friday night action, man. What are you doing? I'm going to go see an old Jewish man talk about the oligarchy, man. That's what I'm
about.
There
are a few better ways to spend an evening, although I'm going to be playing Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, that's not bad. I wonder if Bernie plays a little Dungeons & Dragons.
I bet he does.
Also, not just Bernie Sanders, again, according to the Urban Milwaukee, Mark Polkan, he released a statement. He's going to join Bernie today. Here's what Congressman Polkan from the great state of Wisconsin had to say. I'm excited to hear Bernie Sanders speak to my hometown of Kenosha to discuss the Republican ripoff, the massive transfer of wealth from the middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class, all to pay for a $4.5 trillion tax cut for the wealthiest Americans.
All right, Mark.
My man. I'm glad Bernie is taking this discussion on the road. It's important people across the country, especially in the Midwest, understand what the Republican majorities in Congress want to do to them. Again, this is the Bernie Sanders Fighting Oligarchy, Where We Go From Here tour in Kenosha, UW Parkside. Congressman Polkan also will be there as well. Happy Friday, folks. Let's get some callers. Phil from Minneapolis, you are up. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
I first heard of Bernie Sanders while I was driving through Vermont in 1981, and he had just won wasn't his first race, but his second or third race for mayor of Burlington, Vermont. Yeah. And every paragraph I heard for several minutes, I became a Bernie bro, essentially. Yeah. That was in 1981.
Wow.
And you know what? The media continued through the decades to minimize everybody's exposure to Bernie Sanders. He would say, I'm going to give an issue statement. And instead of setting a camera up and letting people see and hear the issue statement from Bernie, they'd rather show his opponent's empty podium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think that is, Phil? You think that's a media that they don't want to hear, that they're down for the rich? I mean, what's the motivation?
Yeah. Well, I think that we should rename the Republican Party the Reverse Robin Hood Party because they want to steal from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah, but there's more of the poor. Obviously. Just take a little bit from the poor, and it ends up being a whole lot, though, Phil.
Taking a lot more than a little bit. Come on, you know that.
Hey, Phil. I mean, so let me ask you. Let me ask you. 1981. You've been a fan of Bernie. Has he strayed in his consistency, to your understanding, and you're listening to him?
100% consistent. If anything, he maybe has gotten a little bit smoother in his construction of his laying out his issues.
Yeah.
I mean, when he first started out, this was over 40 years ago, guy. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Over 40 years. I mean, and he had already been a student activist when he was going to school. And, you know, he had participated in demonstrations and, you know, gotten peace exposure. And so, I mean, he knows what happens when you try to go up against, you know, the man.
Yeah, for real. Phil,
and,
let me.
And he figured out how to make it. Pardon?
No, I was just going to say, as it pertains to Bernie Sanders and this fighting oligarchy, where we go from here to going out on the road, doing something different, at least getting out and talking to people on the road. There's been lots of discussions and consternation about the Democrats as a party and their reaction to this, you know, shock and awe and all the, you know, open up the floodgates of these this administration and their executive orders and so forth. What's your impression of Bernie going on the road? Do you think it's going to be effective? And what would you like to see some others in the leadership of the Democratic Party do in the face of this Republican mega onslaught against our institutions and the bureaucracy at large?
Well, I think the biggest problem is that I've heard of all these demonstrations all across the whole country. Many, many, many cities having thousands of people show up demonstrating against what the Republican Party is doing and what the president is doing specifically. And there has been practically no major media discussion or exposure or showing even 5 seconds of any one of these rallies or demonstrations or marches. And all I can think of for sure is it's all of these right wing and Republican people and organizations are just scared of MAGA because, I mean, good heavens, if a Democrat would have said 100 minutes of all the lying that President Trump gave on Tuesday night, you think the airways wouldn't be torn to shreds for weeks? Just talking about how much every single thing, almost every single thing he said was either an outright lie or such a distortion, or just like you could tell it was like they gave him a bunch of numbers and he didn't know how to read it. The most bizarre thing is so they told him about this a big amount of money that was put for this research where they had to rearrange the genetic makeup of some mice. And he misinterpreted it or misread it, or somebody was letting him get away with claiming they were turning transsexing a bunch of mice for research. And that's not even close to what they were doing.
They were altering the genes
in mice so that they could do research on the mice and get results that would let them use a similar kind of line of research for solving people's illness.
Hey, man, I saw Jurassic Park, Phil. We don't need to go down there. Yeah, I know. Trans mice, come on. I mean, thank you for the call and your comments, Phil. Thank you for hanging out with us in Minneapolis. Appreciate it, man. Yes, the expectations that I have. I don't want to be lied to. I can't sit in a room and have a guy like Donald Trump just sit there and lie to me. And we can articulate the lies. There were lots of reporting in the national news, CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. Hey, here's all the things he said. Not really true. Needs more context. And I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. And how is this guy, this communicator? You know, certainly he says words, and he certainly is able to gin up the fear of you Republicans, not just the fear of what Donald Trump would do if you go against him, or going to get primaried to the right by MAGAs, or you're going to get, you know, outfunded from the Elon Musk, but fear of the others, the fear of the trans. It was the trans election or this one, right? All the fear. Well, come on, man. The guy wants to put the Declaration of Independence in his office, and what, you're going to get some ketchup stains on it? Maybe you should read it. It says We'll tell you what it says on the other side.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. An update on safety measures for Metro Transit drivers. The city has some plans to protect them after five drivers have been attacked so far this year. As we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies and talk about potential changes. And then those changes will be included in new safety training this summer. But they're taking other steps, too. They're working with the mayor's office and Common Council to create a new ordinance specifically banning disorderly conduct toward bus drivers. Another would increase penalties for fare jumping. All new Metro buses have safety barriers for drivers. They'll now be retrofitting older buses, so they'll have those barriers too. And avian influenza continues to spread in Wisconsin. The pathogen has been found in 16 flocks of poultry in five counties. So far, it's affected 112,000 birds in those areas. The main way to prevent the spread is to euthanize the affected populations. It's also spreading among wild birds, and of course the fact that they're wild animals makes it almost impossible to prevent the spread. It also makes it really hard just to measure how prevalent it is. But scientists have signs. Brittany Merlot reports.
Department of Natural Resources officials say there was a significant uptick in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. The agency is also awaiting test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. They're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds.
And today is the day the sunburst chairs and tables are back at the terrace at the UW Memorial Union. They've been hibernating since the weather got colder. They're hosting a big celebration this Friday, and live music returns to the terrace at the end of May. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high in the mid-60s with some showers and storms in the afternoon and especially in the evening. Still some rain and storms around Friday, high 65 to 70. Currently 54 degrees.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival and give away some tickets.
And we'll be talking to Judy Davidoff from Isthmus about the latest issue.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon News Talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
I'm so in love with you, but
and welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Just PS spinning the hits. Little Al Green. Well, that's a different Al Green than the one that was censored as a congressman. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me today as well. Thank you, Earl. We got a couple of callers want to get to regarding the VA issue, the government, this Trump administration looking to cut 80,000 workers from the VA, getting back to what, 2019 levels of 400,000. Biden increased that to address the lines and the lack of availability and addressing the burn pit issues. You know, as time goes on, the medical issues become different, but we still need to take care of them. But apparently we don't need to take care of them that much, not to the tune of 480,000, just 400,000. We'll get to that as well. Luann Bird, you are up. Hey, Luann, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Well, here's how it is in the Bird House. My husband's a Vietnam vet. Last summer, he fell out of his chair, broke his leg, and he's ribs. We found out he has spinal stenosis, right? So here's the lay of the land. He has severe chronic pain. He has osteoporosis. His bones are very brittle right now. He has spinal stenosis, meaning he can't use his hands anymore. He has kidney failure, and now they want to take away his medical team, you know? And my question is, well, what part of this 20%, you know, what part of all of the treatment that he needs right now can we really live without? He also needs things like therapy and wheelchair repair. And right now we need some help with medical supplies to get him in and out of bed because he's completely bedbound. And so in our house, it's like he feels like he put his life on the line for us in Vietnam. He's a combat veteran. He was wounded. He was paralyzed completely. Severed his spinal cord in a PTSD-related construction accident 35 years ago, and we depend on the VA. And so we just feel it's outrageous that he put his life on the line for us, and now he feels like his life is threatened from his own country by taking away those benefits, those services. There's no guarantee right now that we will get the same service that we had before. There's just no guarantee. And it's unacceptable to us. So we're going to be, like you said, protesting tomorrow, 4:30 at the VA. I've been there already with my little sign all by myself, just saying, we love our VA. Stop the chop. You know, we love the VA. So we have to do, it's personal. You guys, it's so personal to me. And I look at all the veterans, and we're there every week. If not once a week, 2-3 times a week for the complications that my honey goes through. And he, you know, I'll fight till the bitter end to make sure he gets the services he needs. But right now, it's really tough. It's tough. And the anxiety that they're adding to our lives, it's why? Somebody, like you said, why? Somebody
well, why? Really for tax cuts for billionaires, Luann. That's why. And that's the most most egregious.
I know.
It's Luann, thank you for sharing. Let me ask you, if I may, thank you for your husband's service, and I know you take care of him and doing what you can, Luann, as best you can. Your experiences with the VA over the past 35 years, I mean, that's a long time to be going in and out and using the services of the VA. Has it changed? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten worse? How would you evaluate the services you've gotten from the VA over time?
That's a great question. It has really only gotten better because they keep adding programs and doing the research to try to come up with cures for things like spinal cord injury. So just to give you the latest example of that, I would say in the last 2 years, they finally added some programs to help caregivers, which is really helpful because we need to take care of those veterans at home. They don't have to go in a nursing home then.
Yeah.
But the most important new program that they just added. My husband suffers this chronic pain, and for years I've been watching this research on neural plasticity that I thought might be our only hope for him getting some relief. And it's a virtual reality program that actually can reprogram the brain over time. Last week, the VA got us into that program. And so for the next 56 weeks, I see my husband putting on these goggles and this program that will give him some long, finally, without drugs, some pain relief that he has so needed. And that just happened. And that happened because we as a country invested in the research that it's going to take. We've always invested in our VA. It's not perfect. I'm the first one to challenge him if something doesn't go right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. But it sure has gotten better. And in the 35 years, I guess I missed all that fraud. I just must have missed it because we're not seeing it. We're seeing counselors that step up for us. We're seeing doctors that call us even at night when we need it. When I went in for Phil's broken leg, that day he broke his leg, the next day I go in to get a lift in there, and the social worker comes out. The next day we have what we need at home. It doesn't get any better than that. So I hope it doesn't get worse.
Yeah.
So yes, it's gotten much better, but they're still short. After COVID hit, the spinal cord area, when my husband is in the hospital, and it happens a lot, we like him to go into the spinal cord wing. Well, there are 30 beds there. They're down to only being able to service 11, and they've been that way since COVID.
Wow.
So if he gets sick, he ends up in the regular hospital, and they really don't have the rooms or anything that work best for spinal cord as they do the spinal cord wing. So that's the reality of what's going on there, and they are wonderful.
Well,
you're not going to find a better team. They're like our family, you guys.
After going there 35 years and getting that kind of service, Luann, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. We appreciate it. We have some more in on the topic. Susan from McFarland, you will be next. Thank you for your patience as well. What do you got for us?
Oh, I was just echoing Joanne's. I think I've talked to you before about my husband's experience with the VA. And, he was in and out of the hospital for 2 years, and people treated him so wonderfully, and the doctors are paid. They don't get paid like other doctors. They get paid their salary, and the staff does an amazing job. They're really on top of it. But I also wanted to touch base about Al Green, because I felt nobody should censor him. In today's society, where what we have going on with Trump, we have to speak up loudly, and he just did that. He was speaking up for the people in his community that he represents, and I think that's amazing. He should have been given a standing ovation. So instead of being censured.
Amen, Susan, especially given the circumstances and what other congressmen and women have done as well. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it. Al Green, Earl, I didn't think it was a that big of a deal, and I cannot believe that a bunch of Democrats jumped on a censure. Now, what does that mean, Earl? According to CBS News, a formal rebuke by the House for some form of misconduct usually requires the censured member to stand in front of the House chamber while the resolution is read by the presiding member. It does not remove the member from office or impose any other penalties beyond the reputational damage and historical notoriety that accompanies it. Yeah, good. Al, thank you, man. Don't take that. Push back. Support your people. And I wish I'd see some of that from these other Dems, Earl, because I don't see a lot of folks acting like this is, other than putting up a sign saying this is not normal. Behaving like this is not normal.
You know, Dominic, you look at the lack of leadership in the Democratic Party, and people who don't know which way to go, you know, they lost this race. But you can't bury your head in the sand, Dominic. It's not like they were destroyed totally, man. They barely lost. Hold your head up, man.
Yeah.
Straighten your back up. Show that you still have some intestinal fortitude and a spine. Stop walking around with your heads down, man. You know what I mean? This whole thing that I see from Congress and others, oh, man, they beat us, man. Oh, man, we don't have any. Hey, man, you still have some juice. Use it. Push back. You know, when the Democrats had control over the House, the Senate, and the presidency, the Republicans were still raising hell, Dominic. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You didn't see them just walk away and just do, it's just, yeah, I want to hear that. I want to hear it.
All right, let's hear. We do have some sound of Al Green on being censored. Let's play cut number one, please, Jess.
Mr. Speaker, and still I rise. And still I rise, a proud, liberated Democrat. Unbought, unbossed, and unafraid. And I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call to the attention of the House, this place that I revere, and notwithstanding recent events that I have great respect for. Mr. Speaker, I rise today in response to a censure that took place as it relates to my behavior. I respect the speaker. I have no ill feelings toward the speaker, none toward the persons that escorted me away from the floor, because I did disrupt. And I did so because the president indicated that he had a mandate. And I wanted him to know that he didn't have a mandate to cut Medicaid. I did this because Medicaid is the only insurance many people have in this country. I am blessed. As I stand here now, there's a physician waiting. If something should happen, I will be taken to that physician. I have the best health care in the world. There are other people who have less than I. I would have them have what I have. But I surely will not stand by and see them lose what little they do have. Medicaid is for people who don't have the kind of health care that 435 members of Congress and 100 members of the Senate have. It has been approved by legislation that the Energy and Commerce Committee would cut $880 billion from their budget. The overwhelming majority of that budget has to do with health care. I see no way for this cut to take place without cutting into Medicaid. I am going to fight the cutting of Medicaid. I hope that this comment, this message that I'm giving today will deter them and cause them to go a different way. Then they can say, we were never going to do it. Al Green just had this false notion. Well, let me have it. Don't cut Medicaid.
I want to buy.
Al Green on being censored. Earl, I mean, that's great. That's what I am talking about. That's what we need. We need that. We need more of that, not less.
Hear, hear for Al Green, man. You know, he echoed the sentiments that I was talking about, man. For other Democrats to be cowardly and agree to the censor, you know, it would be nice, you know, if... That's the leader that we are looking for, for the Democrats. Dominic, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
A man who stands up boldly in the face of knowing what the outcome was going to be. And in spite of that, he stood up for the people. He didn't stand up for himself. He spoke for the people, Dominic. He said, I'm unbought.
Unbought, unbossed, and unafraid. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's freedom. That's leadership. That's pushing back. That's supporting the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. All right, folks, be patient. Be patient. Come back with us. We will take your calls. But as you know, new rules, the last segment, you know, we play games here. Games have rules, and we can make up the rules as we decide, right?
Absolutely.
We can do whatever we want because it's a game. That's why they call it a game. The game, the rules for the final segment. Tell us something good. Let's end the day on a proper, happy, cherry on top note. Now, I know some of you callers have been holding for a little while. We'll get to your topics, but when you start out, you got to start out by telling us something good. Come back with us. The Dom Salvia Show, final segment with Jess and Earl Ingram.
Loving you.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for the Saturday morning tradition that takes you shopping around the Capitol Square in Madison?
Yay!
The Dane County Farmers Market is back for the season. It's the largest production-only farmers market in the country. Here's market manager Jamie Boogle.
The one place you can go in town and buy like 75% of your groceries all from one place that you all know are local. And so having about 20,000 people see your business on a Saturday makes or breaks farmers. I think the market is part of the reason that we have such a strong ecosystem of small farmers in Dane County.
The market is celebrating its 53rd year. Want to learn more? Go to dcfm.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
855-75 Civic. Last segment of the day was Jess P.S. and Earl Ingram on the Dom Salvia Show. You know the game. You know the rules. Tell us something good. Let's end the day on a positive note. Let's start out with Keith from Broadhead. Welcome, Keith. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I will say you missed an opportunity right there to start off your next segment here with a bumper music from Shaka Khan.
I know. I have it cut. I just don't like it.
I had to point it out. Okay. Well, the reason for my call is I was listening to Earl, and I love me some Earl, don't get me wrong. But, Earl, I am kind of hanging my head a little bit as a Democrat only because I'm not sad about them. I mean, I'm not feeling the loss, the loserness, or whatever you want to call it. I'm embarrassed by fellow Americans. Hmm. I'm embarrassed by my country right now, and that's what makes me hang my head. It's not a loss, because I don't think that I lost. I don't even think the comma lost. I think the country and the world lost, and that's just the way it's not going to change for me.
All right, Keith, appreciate it. Got to keep going on the lines. Tell us something good. Joe from Madison, you are next. Hey, Joe, welcome. What do you got for us?
I echo Keith's sentiments. I'm embarrassed and sad for my country, too. But on the positive side, tomorrow at noon at the state capitol, there is a rally called Stand Up for Science. And considering the attacks on science, whether it be NOAA or cancer research or Alzheimer's research, a good thing to attend to. I do want to echo the sentiments of one of your callers describing her experiences with the VA. Mm-hmm. You could go back to that subject again and again. The stories of people who have survived serious illness because of the care that they've received at the VA is incredible. The VA is about delivering service to a particular group of people, and they feel very strongly about that. It's not about making money. There's the big difference. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your perspectives as well. Ollie from the Northwoods, tell us something good.
Well, I guess
it might not sound like something good to everybody, but to me, it made me feel good. I finally got a hold of Ron Johnson's office and machine in at the Capitol, and I left a message and said that I was pleased to hear him on the news saying that he was concerned, very concerned, and I said, I'm glad that he's concerned about the voters, his constituents in Wisconsin, and I hope he's concerned about the whole of the United States, and that he will remember that concern when he votes. And then...
Now, you left that on a voicemail message? You didn't talk to anybody? The voicemail message was finally not full?
I left it on several of his voicemails.
I got to cut you short. Ollie, thank you for sharing. Yes, keep doing that. Love it when we reach out and talk to our representatives. That's what we're supposed to do. Ollie, thank you for doing that. Chris from Sun Prairie. Hey, Chris, welcome. Tell us something good.
Hi, yeah, I saw John Lodge from the Moody Blues last night at the Taps Theater, and it was an awesome show. Bernie's coming tomorrow, so that's another great thing. Both of those are real happy things. And what I originally called about was I think Al Green was wonderful. I heard everything that he said. He said that Trump didn't have a mandate, and I wish that every Democrat would have followed him in turn one by one and gotten up and said every lie that Trump said and given some kind of rebuttal and just took the whole damn night to just give rebuttal after rebuttal and each of them gotten thrown out.
Yes.
I think that would have been an awesome thing for them to do to show the country that this is not business as usual. And I think it's a shame that 10 of them censured him. I think it's shameful.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Great point. That would have been a thing for the ages. Every single Democrat, get up there, say your piece, get every one of them escorted out. Every few minutes, someone else do it. It would bring that whole debacle.
I would have watched the whole thing.
Absolutely. Great point, Chris. Maybe keep your fingers crossed for next time. Jack from the Mac, tell us something good.
Well, I'm a member of several jazz organizations in Madison. It's a lot lighter than what you just were talking about. But last Saturday, we had a wonderful jam with a group of three young jazz musicians, wonderful musicians from Madison. We have jams that are on the first Saturday of the month, and they are at Cafe Coda. And we have a workshop and jam on the third Wednesday every month. And again, we have wonderful local musicians that are our house bands and all of them.
Oh, that's great, Jack. Yeah, man. Keep playing, man. Get the kids up. Keeps you young. Thank you for sharing. L.A. Tom, you're next. Tell us something good.
Yeah, I'd like to say the most beautiful word, and I hope everyone keeps repeating this word, is called Trump-session.
Trump-session.
That's where we're headed.
The Trump-session. We got it. We'll keep going. Cam, you will have the last word. Tell us something good.
Hey, I have been watching a lot of PragerU parody videos, and those have brought me great joy. And my dog, for some reason, Caboo, loves to watch them too.
Right, man. Dog jamming as well. Folks, thank you so much for playing along, listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you to Earl Ingram. Earl, thank you so much for joining me, man. Check his show out Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pulling that early shift. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Jess P.S. on the board, doing all the hard work. Thank you so much. And thank you to our fair audience. Tomorrow, oh, I'm going to go off on a rant. The Senator Rick Scott, Medicare. Oh, I gotta calm it down a little bit. Just give me the look, burn the brake. So, Earl, thanks again. Folks, stick around. Pete Schwab of the Nightlight is coming up next. We will see you on the radio tomorrow. Have a wonderful night.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. What does that mean for local businesses? We'll talk about that. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Department of Justice filing notice it's appealing today's order by a federal judge in Maryland, ordering the government to take available steps to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S., that after he was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. At a briefing, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Abrego Garcia was accused of domestic abuse allegations previously against his wife.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today, but was not allowed to see Abrego Garcia. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at an economic forum in Chicago, says the tariffs are likely to raise inflation and have a broader impact on the economy. California, meantime, filing suit against President Trump's tariffs, saying his use of emergency powers will hurt state businesses and farmers. The economic outlook driving stocks lower today. This is ABC News.
Your